now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, indeed we did. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You knew the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a bunch of love, but they give it back, but always not at the same time at the top of the hour. You know why? Because we have to talk about devices. Joe owns almost all of them, and if it's radio on the go, which is what today's society is all about, well, we're here to discuss it with you because we're on all the platforms.
We sure are, Bobs. And radio on the go, as you said, is the way to go in 2016. And one way to take your Sports Byline on the go is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews, and they're separated by genre. So check us out on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel, iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well. Again, another app that you can download to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC. There's also a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other programming on Sports Byline.
Yes, they do, and we're very happy and very proud to be a part of it. For giving you a little taste of home, and it makes you feel a little less homesick. First of all, thanks for being here. Second of all, you make us proud.
Boy, that was well said, Bob. On the other side, we will kick off or tip off a jam-packed hour, too. We'll take your calls, 800-878-PLAY, and your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, and at SportsByline USA. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And it's all NCAA, it's all tourney, it's all the time here on the Attack.
Sure is. At least it is today, and it'll be most of this week, Bob, as free agency in the NFL is slowed down. Major League Baseball is right now in training camp and everything in the exhibition season. So, and the NBA is grinding down that horribly long regular season. So it's going to be all about March Madness and the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, and that's going to be our focus today and all week long. We got a couple of coaches that are going dancing, joining us at 25 after the hour. Steve Peichel, the head man at Stony Brook University, joins us, and they will take on Kentucky, which is a number 4 seed, Stony Brook a 13 seed. That's Thursday out of the East Region. And out of the East Region also, number 3 West Virginia takes on number 14 Stephen F. Austin, and we're joined at 40 after this hour by Brad Underwood, the head man of the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. Bob?
Yep, we've had him on. He's a good friend of the show, and like we were talking about at the very top, probably going on to bigger and better things, maybe after this tournament.
We shall see, Bob. There'll be some openings, and he will be, like Archie Miller, he will be a candidate to fill them all. But we spent the first hour beating up the committee, as it were, and we prefaced that at the end by saying we generally think this committee did a very good job, a solid B or B-plus effort. Let's talk about what they did right. And I'll tell you what I was most impressed by. Two things. Number one, you know how generally, and it's unavoidable just because of the pod system and trying to keep everybody close to home and all this other stuff, usually you get one region that's an absolute killer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you get one that's kind of right behind it. Then you get two that are kind of meh and weak and easy. You know, and a lot of times of those two, one is really weak and you're like, boy, this is a cakewalk, relatively speaking, compared to the others, to the Final Four. You don't have that this year. I think all four of these regions are pretty darn evenly matched. Maybe you could say the West is the weakest of the four. But unlike in years past, I thought the committee did a great job of dispersing talent evenly to all four of these regions. And nobody has an easy road to the Final Four.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, but you know something, we'll see how it plays out, because we've perceived that in other years, and then, you know, sometimes it has played out where it was a cakewalk for some teams, and then, of course, the upsets always come into play, and it ends up being not such a cakewalk. I think part of that, Joe, was just the fact that this year in particular, there was such strength throughout some of these conferences. And yeah, you know, you talked about the Big 12 and how dominant they were in certain instances. The ACC certainly back on their upswing again. The Pac-12 and you know, the Big 12 in general, just dominant teams throughout. And it was a lot of topsy-turvy throughout the whole season, you know, except for a couple of the, you knew where they were going to be number one seeds. There was always rising and falling among very, very good teams. So there's lots of landmines out there. And I think it made for very balanced bracketology.
And I think the committee did a very, very good job there. And the committee also showed that they can pay attention to certain things. It looks like they went out of their way to make some pretty intriguing matchups as this tournament moves along, mm-hmm. should all things go according to Hoyle. whoever he might be.
Yes.
And that's, you know, you've got the potential in a round of 32 matchup for Texas versus Texas A&M, right?
Yep.
Which is, you know, those used to be old conference foes. They're not anymore. Yes, they did play in their non-conference slate, but still, that's always an intriguing in-state battle. Villanova versus Temple, which is a Big Five battle.
Right.
And Kentucky versus Indiana, who, you know, Lexington, Kentucky, and Bloomington, Indiana are not very far away from each other. They're two of the storied programs in college basketball, and they're huge rivals. But for the egos of the two coaches, who both have huge egos, they're great coaches, but their egos may be as big as their ability, the two teams do not play each other in a regular season anymore. Well, if all goes according to plan, they will be matching up in around the 32 as well, and they won't be able to get out of it no matter how big their egos are, no matter how much they don't want to play each other, because guess what? That's the way the bracket done fall.
Yep, absolutely. I think that's really fair. I'll tell you a matchup that I love, I think is going to be a wonderful one, and that's Seton Hall Gonzaga. Seton Hall's playing some damn good basketball right now.
Yes, they are, and Gonzaga finally figuring out their court play. See, I see where you're kind of leaning. You're leaning towards Seton Hall. If Gonzaga gets the backcourt play that they haven't gotten most of this year, and that was one of their big problems, and it's come on down the stretch, and it particularly came on in the conference tournament, if they get that guard play, that'll neutralize the clear advantage for Seton Hall. And I don't know how Seton Hall deals with Wilcher and Sabonis.
Right.
I don't know how they deal with Gonzaga's size, which is a pain for anybody to deal with. Yeah. But Wilcher, who's been in college since I was about 15, and Sabonis are two of the best bigs around college basketball.
Did they sneak in the original Sabonis? Oh, no, wait, maybe not. You know, I'm looking, you know, when I was looking at the bracket, Seton Hall is going to, and I'm not even leaning that way. Seton Hall is going to be one of those darling picks because of the way they finished up the year. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot one of those upset special picks if they get out of the first round.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I'm not sure that they will.
I just think
the guard play that Gonzaga is getting, I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I mean, I definitely think that's going to be one dynamite matchup, Bob, and one to really, really watch.
I'll give you another one. Keep an eye on the Iowa-Temple game.
You know, Iowa's playing so bad.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, you look at where they were at their pinnacle and how they're playing now.
I mean, they're sliding. And Fran Dumphy is one hell of a coach. You know? So I certainly wouldn't be shocked if Temple, you know, knocked off Iowa there and you had a Villanova versus Temple round of 32 matchup.
Yep.
You know, I think that's pretty likely to happen, as, you know, Iowa really right now getting all the scoring from two people. You know, Utah and Jock, and that's it. Nobody else is doing anything for them on the offensive side of the ball.
Nope, absolutely not.
But you know, those are a couple of great matchups. What's
a couple you like?
The Hawaii matchup. Well, mm-hmm. Hawaii's not going to be an easy out for anybody. Now, I know they play on the island, and it's like 9,000 time zones away from everybody else. But they're flat-out good. I'm not saying they're going to win, but they play defense. They play with a purpose. They have talent. They are flat-out good, and I would absolutely positively watch out for Hawaii against Cal. Cal, if they can get through, they're very dangerous because they're young, but they're as talented as any team in America.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. And
that's going to be a hell of a game.
If you looked at Hawaii's tournament, because, look, ain't nobody on the East Coast staying up to watch their games. They showed you how good they were.
Yeah, they're real good.
They're a very talented basketball team. They're going to give Cal fits. And you know, they have to hope, the Bears have to hope, that they can just get past that first, we're in a tournament, we're nervous, uh-oh, they're with us here in the second half, we can't shake them, and they end up losing at the end.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's something to watch out for. Another one that I really like, Chattanooga taking on Indiana. This is where not getting any respect from the committee and being a five seed. You drew a real good five seed that won a lot of games. And Matt McCall's group, like we talked to him about on Friday, they're deep. They can shoot the three, and they will harass you, and they will pick you up full court. Their defense could really wreak havoc on the Indiana Hoosiers offense, and that could be one of those 5-12s that poses to be a real, real tough matchup.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair one as well.
Another one that I like, and I'm just looking at it now, Providence USC. Providence drives me nuts. They're so inconsistent. And if they can get any contributions outside of Dunn and Bechtel, they'll be dangerous.
Yeah, but that's just, it. You know,
not be enough.
Yeah, you know, as we get up against it, you got two of the best players in the country on that team. If they fire at the same time, they not only could make noise after the first round, they could go deep.
Perhaps. Steve Peichel, the head man of the Stony Brook Seawolves, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. They get to take on Kentucky in the NCAA tournament, but they're finally going dancing. We'll talk to him next here on the Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Coach Steve Peichel from the Stony Brook Seawolves, and he joins us this morning on the Attack. Good morning, Coach, and congratulations. Bob Black, Joe Spano, nice to have you with us.
I appreciate you having me on. It's been an unbelievable 48 hours here.
I'm sure it has, with an incredible lack of sleep, I would imagine. But after a couple of really heartbreaking losses in conference, in tournament, you guys finally get over the hump and you make the big dance. It must feel absolutely incredible for you and your team.
I tell you, it was an unbelievable, week or so leading up to the the game, and we play on our home court here, which is one of the great things about our league. We get to bring March Madness to our community, and our students pack the place. I mean, I've been coaching for 24 years at UConn in some really good places. The environment was as good as any place, and for our team to, you know, make history, first team ever here at Stony Brook to, you know, play in the Division I NCAA tournament, and to do it the way we did it, and one of our players at 43 points played his best game on the last night of the conference tournament was really really an unbelievable setting.
And you talked about Jameel Warney, Coach, and he is just an incredible player. I mean, that 43-10 effort was maybe the best effort we've seen in any of the conference tournaments this year. And actually, with his size and his post play, you know, he's suddenly going to move himself up into somebody that could get drafted, maybe not in the first round, but perhaps in the second round of the NBA draft. He's a real special talent. Talk about Jameel a little bit.
You know, he's a better kid, too, and he's very young. He just turned 22 the other day, you know, for a college senior now in basketball. It's a young, and he has a 7'2" wingspan. He's 6'8". He's about 265, and he's a great passer. So he scored 43 points in the game, but he's our best passer. He's a unique talent. He was recruited by everyone in the country out of high school, and he's the one rare player that didn't pick the highest level. And, you know, I believe he picked the right place because I think they're out front here building a statue of him as we speak. So it was great. It was a great scene, and to play your best game with this, what was at stake on the last night to get you into the big dance just says a lot about how hard he's worked and what kind of a player he is.
Yeah, no question about it. And he almost was willing this team into the tournament. He was not going to be disappointed. Again, talk about his leadership a little bit.
You know, we have three seniors on this team, and I mean, I got to give them all. They're all league players. I mean, Jameel gets most of, you know, the credit, but we have a point guard who scored 1,600 points, and he's probably second in almost every category to Jameel in school history. And we have another player who's from Chicago named Rayshon McGrew, who's an all league player and an all league first team all defensive all league guy too. So we have three great seniors. I think that's what carries you in these kind of games, and they had been there before, too, and I think that was an important part of this. And we lost last year with a second on the clock. A player made a three from Albany. His mother had passed away from cancer, and he's a great kid, and he made a shot that kind of, you know, took the game from us. But that's how hard it is to win these games. And I think our seniors came back with a little bit of a mission, you know, to make that happen on our end, and they certainly went about it and worked hard to achieve that.
Well, Coach, after making it to the finals for 4 years in a row and coming up short each time to finally get over the hump, it's a huge sigh of relief, not only for you, but these players. Now, I understand it's a veteran group, and they've been down this road before as far as getting to the conference finals, but they've never been to the NCAA tournament. How, as a group, how do they avoid, and how do you help them avoid saying, well, now we made it? That's the hard part. And how do you help avoid that letdown that could happen after they breathe that big sigh of relief?
You know, it's you know, they've been on such a journey this year with so many different obstacles that we've overcome. And, you know, part of that learning process was going through some of the hard things. We were trying to make history. Our program's been Division I for 15 years, and our first few years here as a coaching staff, we were on probation, and we had a lot of different issues. No one attended games, and we really built this program from scratch. And, you know, all along the way, there were different obstacles to overcome, and these guys just continued to, you know, persevere, and we had a unbelievable season in that we were picked first, and sometimes that's a curse, not a blessing, at the beginning of the season. So we had the bullseye on our back. We had an 18-game win streak at one point, and every game there was pressure to win number 17, number 18. We were longest in the country, and then we're seeded number one and playing at home, so you got more pressure there too. But they had been in this spot before, and I tried to just get them to play, and we're a very good defensive team, and just defend and play, and they really relaxed. In the second half of the game, we scored 53 points. We played like our, you know, what we have trained to do all year long, and you know, got a chance to celebrate with thousands of fans, and this whole community, I tell you, was just, you know, involved with March Madness at its finest.
No question about it. Steve Peichel from Stony Brook joining us here on The Attack. Let's talk about the matchup against Kentucky a little bit, Coach. You know, you talked about your senior guys. For people who aren't familiar with the program as much, talk about the depth, some of the matchups that you're going to try to create, because we know that Kentucky, being ticked off at being a number four seed, is going to come at you in waves. How do you counter it and go competitive in this basketball game?
You know what? I mean, we're gonna have to be really smart. I mean, you only have a couple days to prepare for these games, so you can't, you know, reinvent the wheel. They have NBA talent on their team, but we are a veteran team, and we've played teams. We played at Vanderbilt this year in the SEC. It was an overtime game at Vanderbilt, and we played at Notre Dame, and last year we went out to Washington with the same team, and we beat Washington, who was ranked 13th in the nation at the time, on their court. So we've played in big games like this. I mean, we have to play. We have 10 guys. All 10 of them have started games in their career for me. So they're all kind of veteran guys. We have to use our bench. You know, we're going to have to slow the game down, obviously. But we're one of the best defensive teams in the nation. We're 19th in the country. We're one of the top 10 assist programs, too. We really share the ball. And we're going to have to play the way we play. We're going to have to be smart, and we're going to have to make life difficult. But they come at you in waves, and they just got so much talent. And they have a Hall of Fame coach, too, and they're well coached. So we have a lot of obstacles to overcome. But this group will go, and we will play hard. I promise you that. And we'll be well prepared for this game.
Well, you know, it's funny that you talk about that, because you talk about the depth, the ability for many guys to shoot the three, and the fact that you want to slow it down. Well, you'll be able to do that, in my mind, for a couple of reasons, or have a chance to do it, because, number one, it's always easier to slow a basketball game down than it is to speed it up. Number two, you talked about your defensive acumen. You know, Warney's been a defensive player, defensive player of the year in the conference on multiple occasions. You have other members of your team that are all conference first team, all defense.
Right.
So when you look at it, that coupled with the depth, the ability to shoot the three and post up Jameel, it looks to me like you guys have a real chance to maybe dictate some tempo and do some things that Kentucky may not be expecting from you guys.
You know, we can play a lot of different ways. You know, we led our league in scoring, and we led it in field goal, you know, percentage defense. I mean, we can grind out a game, and we've gotten up and down the court, too. Our guards are pretty athletic, not athletic Kentucky level, but our point guard is fast, and he's fast at any level. You know, so I really feel good. We've had the grind out games. We've seen every defense known to man. I mean, Jameel gets four guys on him sometimes. They play a box and one, and they have four guys on him in the box and one, and one guy playing the other four guys. So we have seen every defense, you know, and so I feel good about this crew. And our guys were really confident, and they're excited about playing Kentucky. You know, it's a team we see all the time on SportsCenter, and obviously we know how great they are. And so our guys are going to prepare today, and we're going to have a great practice. We've been mature about that, and you know, we shoot the ball, too. We're 37th in the nation in three-point field goal percentage, and our best three-point shooter tore his ACL 3 weeks ago. So we lost our best three-point shooter, but, you know, finished 37th, and, you know, in that category. So we can shoot the ball a little bit from deep.
Well, I'll say this before we let you go, because I literally have under a minute left here. If there's any team in this tournament that can keep Tyler Ulis in front of them, it's your group, because you're great defensively. As you said, you can play a number of looks. And one thing about Kentucky, as Tyler Ulis goes, so go the Wildcats. So if you give us just a little insight in about 30 seconds on what your plan is to kind of slow down Tyler Ulis, we'd love some insight.
You know what? I wish I had some. I seen how, you know, I saw a few tapes and see how people try to shut him. He's so good, and he's so good on the defensive end, too. I mean, he's a one-man wrecking crew on that end of the floor. I've always loved him. I've enjoyed watching him play through the years. And you know, he's going to be a really tough matchup. But, you know, Jamal Murray's playing at a ridiculous level, too. And obviously, you know, Isaiah Briscoe's a New Jersey guy, so I saw him play a lot. You know, they have just terrific players. And you just got to be really smart, I think, when you play them. Because if you get caught up into, you know, the way they want to play, you know, it gets ugly in a hurry. So we got to be real smart, and You know, our guys are going to have to play well, but we certainly have had enough leadership. And, you know, when you have that one special player, too, I mean, he's been guarded by guys at every level, and he's been able to produce, and he's a great passer. So, you know, he brings a different dimension to us, too, from the post position. And, you know, he's certainly been playing at a high level. So we look forward to the matchup, and we look forward to, you know, showing people at Stony Brook basketball. And we've been good for a while, too. This isn't just 1 year. We haven't broken through the tournament, but we played in postseason 5 out of the last 6 years. We've won games in the NIT. You know, we've beaten ranked teams. So we've been around a little bit, and we've been very solid and a growing program that's really built a new arena. It's a wonderful school out here in Long Island. I mean, our university's exploding, 25,000 students, hospital, dental school, cancer center. It's really a great place. So I'm really excited about being able to take our Seawolves Nation.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $100 in cash back. Now multiply it by 2. What do you have? Well, $200 cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. There are filters in many pieces of equipment, both in and around your workplace. The filters are there for a reason. Filters are designed to keep contaminants and other debris out of the air, oil, water. Be sure to use the correct type and size of filter as recommended by the manufacturer. It's also a smart idea to have an extra replacement filter ready to go. And now, a word from Grainger.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Coach Brad Underwood. Again, he's a lumberjack and he's okay. Nice to have you with us, Brad.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, Joe, for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you back, as always, Joe and Bob here. And, you know, it was an interesting season for you guys. It was a struggle to start out with. But, man, when you guys turned on the Jets, you rocketed right into the tournament.
Well, we were a victim of really trying to grow as a basketball team, and then we had a very difficult schedule. You know, I think one of the great comparisons was our schedule from 2 years ago to this year. We had no home games. We couldn't find anybody to play. And so every game we played was on the road. We had one Division I home game.
And, you know, that was the big difference where the year before we'd had four or five. So, yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of time in airports and traveling around, and we played very, very good basketball teams. And it took us a while to grow. We were asking guys to be in new roles, and we were asking guys to we started a true freshman. So our defensive chemistry wasn't great early. It's been much better of late, and this team has had a tremendous attitude in terms of work and the ability to buy in and listen, and that's paid off because we've become a team that's defensively become very solid.
Well, one thing is you don't lack experience in this situation. Three straight years in the tournament. You know, the Lumberjacks have won a tournament game in the last couple of years, so this core group knows what it takes to have success in the NCAA tournament. And talk about that experience in the NCAA tournament and how that'll serve you guys well going forward.
Well, there's no experience like it, and it starts with the Sunday hearing your name called and the excitement. You have extra media attention and everything's a little bit, you know, kind of fly by night, you know, as you're trying to prepare and find out travel arrangements and so on and so forth. But the stage is so great, and then I think when you take into effect that and we're sure not losing sight of the fact that if you lose, your season's over. And when you've got a really close group, that's got to mean something. We talk about that a lot this time of year. So you can't lose your common goals and what you're striving for. And yet, that stage there's nothing like it in sport. And to be on that stage and every game's televised and all the media attention and all the interviews, and you can't let those distractions bother you. And I think that's a big key. And this group has experienced that. And we've been able to be on that stage and have success. I hope that gives us some value. We've got a great opponent with a great coach in West Virginia. We know we're going to have to play well.
No question about it. But, you know, you mentioned asking players to take on different dimensions, different roles, and therefore different challenges. Talk about that a little bit, and what do you ask these kids to do?
Well, we had three junior college transfers that came in as juniors, and, you know, they were all bench guys for the most part, and guys that we weren't counting on for they were trying to just fit in. They were trying to gather. Now, this year, two of them weren't all-league honors. We're counting on them to be major contributors. Their roles had changed. We had one young man who we were counting on, Jared Johnson, actually started quite a few games as a junior, is in a very, very severe car accident after summer school ends. And all of a sudden, you know, we're having to shift, and his role changes from going to be a starter to not playing for 4 months to, now just trying to get his body back healthy and being able to contribute. So we've had a ton of identity changes. We struggled with that a little bit early, but this group, and they have tremendous pride, and this group has really bought in, and it took us a little while, but, there's nothing like playing your best basketball in March.
I think you're absolutely right about that, and that is the voice of Brad Underwood. He's the head coach of the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks, and they are 14th seed in the East Region of the NCAA tournament, and in their round of 64 matchup, they take on the number 3 West Virginia Mountaineers, coached by Bob Huggins, and somebody you know very well, Coach. You coached under Huggy for quite a few years, and if there's any team, they call them Press Virginia. Well, Press Lumberjacks, you're the only team in the country that maybe can turn teams over at a faster clip than West Virginia. And you've seen what Bob Huggins does because your team does a lot of the very same things. So talk about this matchup a little bit, about these two pressing teams who specialize in turning over the opposition, upping the tempo, you know, harassing teams on defense, and basically in many ways being mirror images of each other.
Well, the one thing I learned from Huggs is you have to adapt to your personnel, and no one's done that better than Huggs. He's you know, when he took over at West Virginia, you know, he played one style of play. Now he's playing completely different. And when I got the job at Stephen F. Austin, I had to figure out how to play with what we had back. And now we're year three, and that's progressed, and it is very similar to the way Hugs is playing in terms of pressing, in terms of trying to force a great deal of turnovers. And I'm not putting myself in the same league with a guy with Hall of Fame the Hall of Fame status that he is, and he's one of the elite coaches in all of America. But I did take a great deal from him in terms of emphasizing toughness and offensive rebounding, and so we are mirror images in that way. But I think that the job Hugs has done, and just in changing his style of play to fit his teams, is remarkable. And we've tried to do that here to best suit us. But we both get up and down. We were 1-2 in the country and turnovers forced per possession. And maybe one of those games that whoever can take care of the ball the best and keep the other off the glass, has a chance to win.
No question about it. And Thomas Walkup's going to be a big key as far as that goes. You put it in his hands, and how confident are you against a team that's going to press him and try to make him earn each trip up and down the court?
Well, I think the one thing that we feel pretty good about is we do have Thomas Walkup, and Thomas is one of the unheralded players in America, and two-time league MVP. He's had three double-doubles in three tournament games the last 2 years. He's always performed best in the biggest games, and he's so versatile. And 2 years ago, we played Virginia Commonwealth, and he was a dominant player in that game. So we have tremendous confidence in him. He's the focal point. He understands that. And yet Thomas is my definition of a great player. He makes his teammates better. And he's not just about him. It's about making other players better. He's had triple-doubles this year. So he's a guy that we do lean on, but we've also had six guys lead us in scoring. So I think we're a pretty well-rounded team, but we're obviously got tremendous confidence in Thomas and what he can bring to the table for us.
You know, Coach, I think this matchup is so intriguing on so many levels. You having coached under Huggy, you coaching a similar style with this group. Huggy's got a deep team like you do, so you guys can bring the defensive pressure in waves. Huggy's got a little more size, and he's got a great rebounding team. You guys can do it a little more from the perimeter and have so many guys that can sink the three. How do you keep Huggy's team off the boards and limit their second chance opportunities and also exploit your advantage around the perimeter with the volume of three-point shooters that you guys have?
Well, that's a really good question. Nobody's really kept their team off the glass much this year. They're number one in the country in offensive rebound percentage. And when you start getting above 40% and getting your own misses back, that's an extremely high number. And we've got our hands full there, as every team in the Big 12 or every team that's played them this year has. We're gonna try to match their physicality. It's who we are. And yet, the one thing that we've been able to do is score the basketball. And this is my best team of the last 3 years, just simply because we score the ball easier than we have in the past, and we have multiple options, and we've got big guys who can step out, and we've got to be able to limit their second opportunities so that we can actually get a rebound and run. And we like to play in transition, and that's when we're at our best.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth. It seems as if this group, and you talked about coaching to what you have. Are you a little more comfortable as far as the offensive capabilities and the fact that if you get into a little more of an up-tempo game that you could run with it? You don't have to worry that if you fall a little bit behind, you can't climb out of the hole?
Well, I like to play. I'm a little bit of a risk taker. So I want to err on the side of aggression. And I think the one thing being, the last 2 years we've been one of the top three teams in the country in assists. So there's tremendous trust with our players that they're going to make those decisions, whether we're playing fast or we're playing slow. And I think that it's all about being efficient. It's all about being we've been a very, very high field goal percentage team as well, and, you know, shooting almost 52-53% in league play. I think it's about us being efficient and tough with the ball, and whether that pace be slow or fast, we've got to execute.
Coach, can't thank you enough for a few minutes. It's always a pleasure to talk to you about the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. Best of luck in what looks like it's going to be one of the very best matchups of the round of 64. We wish you much success in the tournament going forward, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
You
Anytime.
Got it. Bye now. That was Brad Underwood, the head man of the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. And again, they're in the East Region, number 14 seed. They take on number 3 West Virginia in what will be one of the best matchups of the round of 64, Bob, and a real good chance that there could be a surprise, because what West Virginia is looking at is they're looking in the mirror.
Yep.
You know, Brad Underwood coached under Huggy. We talked about that. Both of these teams press, you know, do a lot of the same things with the pressure on the basketball. They both specialize in quick pace, turning the opposition over. West Virginia is a little bit of a bigger team, and they're great on the glass, and they're great at second chance opportunities. I can make a case that Stephen F. Austin and Walkup have the best player on the floor, and they got a wealth of guys that can shoot the three, and that may just be the equalizing factor. There's a lot of intrigue here because there's many similarities and quite a few differences, and that makes for a dynamic matchup between two coaches that know each other pretty well.
Yeah, you know, it's not only a fair statement, but very accurate. I'll tell you another one that's going to come into play. I want to see how the officials call this game, because when you look at the defensive stats, Joe, both of these teams, as you talked about mirror image, they both turn the opponents over a quarter of the time.
They're 1-2 in the country.
Up the court. That's exactly right. So depending on how the officiating goes as to whether or not they're calling some touchy fouls is going to go a long way in determining how this game is played, because their styles are very aggressive defensively.
Fortunately, they're both deep teams.
Yeah.
But what happens is if they call it ticky-tack, man, it'll be a game with no flow.
Yeah.
They let them play a little bit, boy, it's going to be dynamite. And again, very, very, very intriguing matchup. And you know, whenever you watch Big 12 basketball in a game that West Virginia's in, they always talk about them. They're number 2 in the country in turnover rate. They never tell you who number 1 is. Number 1 is Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's exactly right.
So it's going to be one hell of a matchup. As I said, a lot of similarities and just enough subtle differences to give you plenty of intrigue. It's going to be one of the marquee matchups of the round of 64 and a lot of fun to watch. Watch Thomas Walkup if you haven't seen him before.
Hell of a play.
We'll tie a bow around it on the other side. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Fun show. Hope you enjoyed it today. Thanks to Brad Underwood for coming on board, as well as Steve Peichel. And, you know, these stories evolve. We could be talking to these guys next week as well. It's one thing about the tournament this year, and for those of you who don't follow it maybe as closely as you might, there's a lot of balance in this tournament. And, you know, you're looking at it, and Joe and I are both big fans of Tom Izzo and the Michigan State program. You know, you look at Kansas, they're every year. But you look at some of the perennials, and you look at the fact that a team like Duke, extremely vulnerable. You look at a team like Indiana, extremely vulnerable. A lot of the Pac-12 teams, vulnerable. You know, it's not that they're not good teams, and it's not that they're on a night-in, night-out basis, you know, capable of winning it and therefore winning it all. But the reality is that this year, and, you know, we often talk about it, not that we're seeing it this year necessarily, but a 16 is going to beat a 1 at some point in time. I don't think it happens this year looking at the matchups. But there's plenty of live upsets in this tournament. And as people go forward and they're picking their brackets, you got to look at some of these teams that you might not look at secondly and give them a second glance. Because quite honestly, there's some teams, and we just highlighted one of them with West Virginia and Stephen F. Austin, that, you know, if Austin wins, people are going to be talking about what a big upset it is. And not so big as you think. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. More to come in the upcoming week, and we're going to have plenty of coaches on, plenty of basketball to talk to you about, and, of course, anything else that pops up in the world of sports. For Joe Spano, for Scott Cuddy, I'm all right. Sorry, Roberto. For Roberto out on the West Coast and all our guests today, wish you a good day. Enjoy the tournament. Get your brackets all lined up and prepare for some March Madness. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.